Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 859, how to have fun and make money in your business, and three reasons you're not showing up fully in your business and how to change that, both by Lisa Jeffs of lisajeffs.com. And I am Dan, I'm your host and narrator, reading to you every single day right here to help you optimize your business life. And I've got a new author for you today to help us do that. Her name is Lisa Jeffs, and I'll tell you more about her right after the reading. So for now, let's get to it as we optimize your life. How to Have Fun and Make Money in Your Business by Lisa Jeffs of lisajeffs.com. The conventional wisdom is that if you want to be successful in business, you have to sacrifice fun. And that may be true for some people, but it doesn't have to be true for you. In fact, the more money you have in your business, the more money you're likely to make. Here's why. When you're in a state of joy, you emit a frequency that is attractive to others. Think about it like this. Have you ever been around someone who is always grouchy? Chances are they're not the most popular person in the room. On the other hand, have you ever been around someone who's always smiling and laughing? Chances are they are pretty popular to be around. People are drawn to others who are in a state of joy because it feels good to be around them. As a coach or expert, your job is to attract clients, and one of the best ways to do that is by emitting a frequency of joy. When you're in a state of joy, you become a magnet for clients. They will be drawn to you because they want to feel good too. And when they feel good around you, they're more likely to invest in your services. So if you want to make more money in your online business, have more fun. When you're joyful and having fun, clients will be attracted to you and invest in your services so that they can feel good too. Six ways to have more fun in your business. 1, do what you love. When you're doing what you love, work doesn't feel like work. It feels like play. And when you're having fun, it shows. People can tell when you're passionate about what you do, and they'll be drawn to that energy. So if you want to have more fun in your business, do what you love. 2, laugh often. Laughter is good for the soul. It's also good for business. When you laugh often, it puts people at ease and makes them more likely to do business with you. So make sure to find things to laugh about every day, whether it's watching a funny video or telling jokes with friends. 3, be yourself. The most successful people are those who are authentic and true to themselves. When you're being yourself, people can tell, and they'll appreciate your honesty. Being yourself also makes life more fun because you're not living someone else's version of what success looks like. You're living your version of success. 4, surround yourself with positive people. One of the best ways to have more fun in your business is by surrounding yourself with positive, supportive people. These are the people who will lift you up when you're down and celebrate your successes along with you. So make sure to cultivate a group of uplifting and inspiring friends and colleagues. 5, make it about more than the money. The first step to having more fun in your business is to make sure that it's about more than just making money. Of course you want to be profitable, but if that's your only focus, you're going to burn out quickly. Think about what else your business can offer you. What will it give you the freedom to do? Who will it allow you to help? When you focus on the bigger picture, it's easier to stay motivated and have fun with what you're doing. And 6, this may seem like an obvious one, but it's worth stating. If you want to have more fun in your business, make time for fun. This could mean taking a few hours each week to work on a project that's close to your heart, but doesn't necessarily have anything to do with making money. Or it could mean taking yourself on regular, quote-unquote, dates, where you get out of the house and do something enjoyable without thinking about work at all. Whatever form it takes, make sure to schedule some time each week, or even each day, just for fun. If you want to be successful in business, forget about sacrificing fun. The key to having more fun and making more money in your online coaching business is simple. Just be yourself. When you do what you love and let your light shine bright, people will be attracted to your energy and invest in your services so that they can feel good too. 3 reasons you're not showing up fully in your business and how to change that by Lisa Jeffs of lisajeffs.com. When it comes to business, are you showing up as the real, authentic you? Or are you hiding behind a false persona, one that you think is more palatable or marketable to your target audience? If it's the latter, I'm here to tell you that this is costing you dearly. In fact, not showing up fully in your business is holding you back in three major ways. Listen on to learn more and find out how you can change this starting today. 1. You're not making the impact you could be making. When you're not showing up as your true self in your business, you're selling yourself and your audience short. You're not letting them see the full spectrum of who you are, what you're capable of, and what you have to offer. As a result, you're not making the impact in the world that you could be making. You could be helping so many more people and making a greater difference if only you were willing to step into your power and show up fully as yourself. 2, you're censoring your message. When we self-edit and try to make our message more palatable for our intended audience, we end up watering it down so much that it becomes unrecognizable. Our message gets lost in translation, so to speak. And when that happens, we miss out on the opportunity to connect with our people on a deeper level and make the kind of impact we want to make. And 3, you're leaving money on the table. If you're not fully expressing who you are and what you have to offer in your business, chances are good that you're also not making as much money as you could be making. When we don't show up fully and put ourselves out there, we limit our income potential because we're not able to attract our ideal clients and charge what we're really worth. The bottom line is this: if you want to make a bigger impact in your business and attract more of your ideal clients, it's time to start showing up as the real, authentic you. It's time to let go of self-doubt and censorship and step into your power. It might feel scary at first, but I promise it will be worth it, both for you and for your business. You just listened to the posts titled How to Have Fun and Make Money in Your Business and 3 Reasons You're Not Showing Up Fully in Your Business and How to Change That, both posts by Lisa Jeffs of lisajeffs.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Lisa, who, as I mentioned, is a first-time author here on the show. Lisa Jeffs is an intuitive life coach and entrepreneur coach from North York, Toronto. She serves clients all over the globe and helps entrepreneurs, leaders, visionaries, and experts discover and live their greatest life's purpose. She's been featured in publications such as Thrive Global, Tiny Buddha, YFS Magazine, Awesomeness TV. She lives in Toronto with her creative teenager and rambunctious tortoise. For more great articles and content from her, you can check out her website at www.lisajeffs.com. And again, big thanks to Lisa for letting us share her work. But that's it for another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. I thank you for being here and for clicking subscribe or follow in whatever podcast app you're using. And I will see you back here again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.